Now, do you know anything of the renowned fiddler Sean Reid? He was a traditional musician who grew up in... Sorry, he was born in Castlefin, but grew up in Castlederg. Not just a fiddler, but he played a number of different instruments. And it's the renowned fiddle player Martin McGinley who wants to know, because he's giving a talk on the 18th in Dublin. And it's it's part of a series of monthly performance-based lectures on traditional music and song and dance by some of the finest traditional artists in the country. And some info on Sean Reid would be helpful. Martin actually joins us on the line now. Martin, good afternoon to you.
Well, thank you very much for all your help on this, because it's a very interesting project to find out more about Sean Reid. He's a very well-known traditional musician, particularly down south. He lived in Clare for over 40 years, and he helped to set up, he was very prominent in the early days of Cultus Cultriere, and he helped to set up the Pipers Club. He was the leader of the Tullagh Gaelic Band, the famous Gaelic Band.
Okay.
So he knew everybody, but his Donegal and Tyrone connections aren't that well known about.
So is it?
So
is it
that's,
his life?
That's the subject.
Yeah, is it his early life or his life in Clare, or he worked in Dublin as well? What do you want to find out about, or is it kind of any information?
Well, what I want to find out, there's not been a lot written about his early years. He grew up in Castlefin. His father and mother were both from Tyrone. Originally, his mother was originally McGlynn from Castlederg, and his father was Joseph Reid, from just outside Drumquin. His father played the fiddle, and he was also the teacher in the local school in Castlefin. But we're going back a bit, because Sean Reid was born in 1907. He died in 1978. And so we're going back to the early years of the last century.
Yeah.
But I'd be very interested in... And then he moved... His father died when he was only young. He was about five. And they moved back to the McGlynn farmstead outside Castlederg, and that's where he grew up. He went to primary school there. I think it might have been St. Patrick's and Burnside, and that's where he kind of took his first steps as a musician. And some of the people, so it'd be interested in getting some sort of photographs from the time, and also if anybody knows about any of these people that were around when he was growing up. There was a man called Jim Connolly that Sean mentions, very good at slow airs, beautiful tone. Barney Thompson was very important because he was a fiddle teacher. He was from Dundee, and he worked in Spamount Woolen Mills. And then there was a man called Kerrigan, and then some friends of Sean Reid when he was growing up that played the fiddle included John McGrath. This is around Castlederg. John McGrath, Leo and Mickey Brown, and then there was another fiddle teacher called Eddie Tolan. Now, I know the Browns, I think they went to Canada, and they ended up, Michael anyway, ended up in Vancouver. So I'd be very interested in finding out, you know, any of the musicians that he would have encountered when he's growing up, because that would have been very important for him as a musician.
Okay.
So if anybody can help him.
He would have family connections, and also, as you say, friends and musicians in the area. And it's just a matter of sort of reaching out to them, or it's a matter of them finding out that you're looking for the info, and they might be able to or willing to help.
Yeah. I mean, it's... one of the very interesting things would be to find some recording, any recordings of old fiddle players around the Castlederg area, because that would give us an idea of the kind of style that Sean would have been listening to when he was growing up. Now, when he went down to Clare, obviously they play a bit differently down there, and they have different repertoire. They play mostly reeds and jigs and stuff up in this sort of in that area of Castlefin, Castlederg. There probably would have been a good few Highlands and been a good few Scottish tunes, barn dances, quadrilles, all that sort of thing. So to hear some old recordings of fiddle players around Castlefin and Castlederg would be very good. My mother made a lot of recordings in Raphoe in the 70s and 80s, and that would have included musicians from that area, like Castlefin, Kellygordon area, like Frank Kelly, who's going strong, you know, one of our outstanding fiddle players. And then Charlie Joe Gordon, Charlie Patton, people like that. So we have an idea on this side of the border, but I haven't heard so much from Castlederg. And by the 1970s, a lot of those fiddle players had died, and there was only a few solitary people left, according to The Northern Fiddler, which is a great book about fiddling that came out in the 70s. So anybody is a relative or knows anything about musicians of 100 years ago, get in touch and I'll be glad to hear from them.
And I can
give my number.
Go ahead. What is your number?
It's 087-1677-699. 1677-699. So I'll take a call. Now, I've been finding out, I have been to Castlefin, Castlelarg, and Donegaloop, and had a great Sunday there. I met people at the various graveyards because I was just checking out some relatives. So the father's name was Reed, and they were all musicians. And I think they were all played some of them. And one of them ended up in Donegal in Carrick. So I'm trying to find some records of him. And then the mother's family were McGlynns, and she was a sister of Father Hugh McGlynn, who was a parish priest, who was a priest. He served in Strabane, and he was an Ernie for a few years. He's buried in Strabane, so that family probably would have been well known, and the Reeds were well known as musicians, so I'm hopeful I can find out some stuff. Now, some relatives of Sean Reed are up here now. I'm in Glencolumbkill for Donegal Fiddle Week, and the music has just stopped here. We're having a lunch break. But there's about 100 fiddlers here. I've just met a man from Finland who's come over. There's a Swedish man in my class. So they're here from all over the world. I've just met a woman from Barcelona. There's a great interest in Donegal fiddle music. And then Sean Reed is part of that whole fiddle tradition of sort of Donegal and West Tyrone as well. So there's people traveling from all over the world to find out more about it. So he's an important person.
Yeah, when you hear about people to this day traveling from all over the world to learn about learn how to play the fiddle and learn about Donegal to traditional fiddle playing, then we do have a lot to Sean Reed to be thankful for. So if anybody has any information about his time growing up in the area, that to get in touch with you. And what about the talk that you're doing in Dublin? What it's notes and narratives, the live hand of tradition.
Yeah.
So what is that?
It's basically the last person that gave the talk was talking about Chief O'Neill in Chicago. He was a famous collector, and so that they have different. They can't the Pipers and the Peabody Inn that Sean Reed helped to found. They have their headquarters in Dublin now, so they have this sort of monthly talk, and they got in contact and said, "What would you like to talk about?" So I thought, well, who else but somebody that played the fiddle and the pipes. So that we have another man in Donegal at the moment who's a fiddler and a piper. He's the chairperson of na Peabody Uilleann, the National Piping Uilleann Piping Organisation, Kevin McGee, and he has a book out at the moment. It's called Between the Jigs and the Reels Revisited. So if anybody's got a fiddler in the family in Donegal, they should try and get hold of the book. There's a few of them in Bookmark and Letterkenny, and you can also get them from Walton's, because there's 1,300 names in the book, and most of them are fiddlers from right throughout Donegal. It gives you an idea of how many people were playing back in the day, and there's still like hundreds of fiddle players around at the moment, and there's a lot of them here this week. So it's a great thing to have this tradition in Donegal.
Well, good luck with the week. It is a week down Glencolumbkill.
It's a full week, yeah. This is the second day now. So there's concerts on Tuesday night and Friday night. So they'll feature fiddlers from all over the place.
Brilliant.
So it should be good fun.
Okay, well, the best luck with that. And in the meantime, if anybody has any info about Sean Reed, just remind us of your phone number.
It's 087-1677-699.
Or if anybody gets in touch with us, we'll pass that number on to them. Thanks, Martin.
Appreciate that. Thanks very much, John.
All right. Best luck to you.
Talk to you.